Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his great children from everywhere. What greatness did you show? You easily showed possible what the world considers impossible. You easily showed possible what the world considers impossible. And that is the vow of purity. You showed it to be possible and the world considers it to be impossible. So you showed the vow of purity. All of you have taken the vow of purity, have you not? All of you have taken the vow of purity, have you not? From Bap Dada, you have taken this. You have taken the vow of determined thought for transformation. To take this vow, in Hindi, the word is vrit. So, to take this vow or vrit means to bring about transformation through your attitude vritti. So, to take this vow or vrit means to bring about transformation through your attitude or vritti. Have you transformed your attitude? Have you transformed your attitude? You had the thought that you are all brothers. You had the thought that you are all brothers. So with the transformation of this attitude, so with the transformation of this attitude, you have become so great. In devotion to, they take a vow. They take a vow in so many things, they take a vow. But all of you have had the determined thought with the Father. Because the foundation of Brahmin life is purity and it is through purity that you have received God's love and all godly attainments. You are receiving God's love and all godly attainments. It is because of the foundation of purity in Brahmin life that you are receiving God's love and all godly attainments. The Mahatmas, those Mahatmas on the path of devotion, consider it to be difficult or impossible whereas you consider purity to be your original religion. Bab Dada is seeing that there are many good children. Bab Dada is seeing that there are many good children who have had the thought, and with the determined thought, are showing that transformation in a practical way. So Bab Dada is giving. Many blessings from his heart. Many blessings from his heart to such children from everywhere. All of you are also
Bhagavan Karam
all of you are also experiencing purity. All of you are also experiencing purity in your thoughts, words, actions, attitude, and vision. Are you not? The attitude of purity, the attitude of purity means the attitude of purity means to have good wishes and pure feelings for each and every soul. Vision of purity means to see every soul in their soul conscious form. Vision of purity means to see every soul in their soul conscious form and also constantly to experience and also constantly to experience the self easily in the soul conscious stage. The importance of Brahmin life. The importance of Brahmin life is purity in your thoughts, words, and actions. If there is no purity, then as Brahmin life is praised, if there is no purity, then as Brahmin life is praised, if there is no purity, what blessings do you give? What blessings do you give? Because the praise of Brahmin life is to give blessings to yourself with the power of purity. So if there's no purity, what blessings do you give? Because the praise of Brahmin life is to give blessings to yourself with the power of purity. You experience yourself to be happy through purity, and you also give happiness to others. And you also give blessings to others, give happiness to others. Pure souls receive three special blessings. Pure souls receive three special blessings. One is to give blessings to yourself. One is to give blessings to yourself. And so you become easily loved by the Father. because you bless yourself, so you become easily loved by the Father. Secondly, you become the nearest and dearest child of the Father, the bestower of blessings. And this is why you easily receive blessings from the Father and constantly receive them. Thirdly, thirdly, you also continue to receive blessings from those who are the special instruments of the Brahmin family. With the blessings from all three, you constantly continue to fly and make others fly. So all of you should ask yourselves and check. Ask yourselves and check. Do I always experience the power? In the Hindi word is bal, power. Do I always experience the power of bal, of purity, and thereby receive the fruit or phal of purity? Do I always experience the power of purity and the fruit of purity? So bal and phal. Do I always have that spiritual intoxication and pride in my heart? Sometimes, when some children celebrate a meeting at Amrit Vela, when they have a heart-to-heart conversation, do you know what they say? They say that they don't always receive the fruit of super sensuous joy which is received through purity. They don't always receive the fruit of super sensuous joy which they receive through purity. They experience it sometimes and not at other times, because the fruit of purity is super sensual joy. Because the fruit of purity is super sensual joy. So ask yourself, who am I? Ask yourself, who am I? Do I always stay in the experience of super sensual joy, or only sometimes? Do I always stay in the experience of supersensual joy or only sometimes? What do you call yourselves? What do you call yourselves? When all of you write your names, what do you write? You write BK so and so, don't you? BK so and so. BK so and so male, BK so and so female. You call yourselves, and what do you call yourselves? You call yourselves Master Almighty Authorities. All of you are that, are you not? Master Almighty Authorities. Are you Master Almighty Authorities? Those of you who consider yourselves to be Master Almighty Authorities all the time, not just sometimes, they raise their hands. They raise their hands. Those who consider themselves to be Master Almighty Authorities all the time. So, be careful, think about it. Are you this all the time? Double foreigners are not raising their hand. Are you Master Almighty Authorities all the time? What about teachers? A few are raising their hands. Teachers, raise your hand. Are you this constantly? Do not raise your hand just like that. Only those who are this constantly should raise their hands. There are a few. There are very few. Pandavas, raise your hands. Those sitting in the back, there are very few. It's not the whole gathering raising their hands. Okay, if you are Master Almighty Authorities, if you are not Master Almighty Authorities all the time, then where do all the powers go? At that time, where do all the powers go when you say you are not Master Almighty Authorities all the time? A master means a master. And the master is higher than the father. So master means a master, and the master is higher than the father. So check. So check. Definitely there is some weakness. Something weak in the foundation of purity. What weakness is there? What weakness is there? There is weakness in the mind. That is in your thoughts. So is there weakness in your mind? That is in your thoughts. Is there weakness in your words? Or weakness in your actions? Or is there weakness in your dreams? So is there weakness in your mind? Words or actions or dreams. Actually, the thoughts, words and actions, relationships and connections and dreams of a pure soul are automatically powerful. Since you have taken the vow of transforming your attitude, vrit and vritti, so since you have taken the vow of transforming your attitude, Why should it be sometimes? You are seeing the time and hearing the call of time. Aren't you? You are seeing the time and hearing the call of time. Aren't you? The call of the devotees and the call of souls. You are hearing all that, aren't you? And you have all made the lesson of suddenly firm. You all have made the lesson of suddenly firm in you. So, weakness in the foundation means, weakness in the foundation means weakness in purity. Means weakness and purity, if there is weakness in the foundation. If there are no good wishes and pure feelings in your words, if there are no good wishes or pure feelings in your words, if they are opposite purity, if they are opposite purity, you cannot experience super sensual joy. You cannot experience super sensual joy, which is the happiness of complete purity. You cannot experience super sensual joy, which is the happiness of complete purity. Because the aim of Brahmin life, because the aim of Brahmin life is to make impossible into possible. This is the aim of Brahmin life. Such souls do not know the words to the extent that you have this. No, they don't use such words. They don't use the words to the extent that you have this, accordingly you have that. No. Or they don't have as much as they should. So as much and that much. They don't use this language. So, tomorrow at Amrit Vela, check yourself. Do not think about others. Do not look at others. But think only of yourself. Check to what percentage you are fulfilling the vow of purity. So what you have to check, that to what percentage you are fulfilling the vow of purity. You have to check four things. Four things you have to check. One is attitude, vritti. Second is good wishes and pure feelings in your relationships and connections. So first is attitude, and second is good wishes and pure feelings in your relationships and connections. Do not think, oh, this one is always like that anyway. Do not think like that. That this one is always like that anyway. but have pure feelings for that soul too. Since you consider yourselves to be world transformers, are all of you that? Do all of you consider yourselves to be world transformers? Are you? Do you consider yourselves to be world transformers? And in that, everyone is raising their hands. So Baba is saying that you have raised your hands very well in this. So congratulations for that. That you consider yourselves to be world transformers. However, Bab Dada is asking a question from all of you. Should Baba ask a question from all of you? Should Baba ask? Should he ask you a question? And they are nodding their heads, yes, Baba. Since you are world transformers, then even the five elements of nature are included in world transformation. If you can transform the five elements, but so can you not transform yourselves, your companions? If you can transform the five elements, can you not transform yourself and your companions? What is the meaning of world transformer? World transformer means to transform everything, souls and nature. So remember your promise. What promise did you make? And you made this promise to the Father many times. And you made this promise many times. However, Bab Dada is seeing that time is moving very fast. Time is moving very fast. The call of everyone is increasing. So, who are the souls who will hear the call, bring about transformation and uplift everyone? So who are the souls who will hear the call, bring about transformation and uplift everyone? You are those same ones, are you not? Bab Dada has told you earlier too. Bab Dada has told you earlier too. In order to uplift others and uplift the world, in order to uplift others and uplift the world, you will have to finish three expressions. So if you want to uplift others and uplift the world, you'll have to finish 3 expressions. You know them already. You are cleverer in knowing these, knowing those. Bab Dada knows that all of you are clever. So 3 words you have to finish in order to uplift others and uplift the world. The first word is Parchintan, means thinking about others. Second is Pardarshan, looking at others. So Parchintan, thinking about others. Second, Pardarshan, looking at others. And the third is Paramat, means dictates of others. You listen to the dictates of others, what others say. So first you think about others, second is you look at others, and third you listen to the dictates of others. So finish all these 3 parts and you will be able to become Par Upkari, means the one who uplifts others. So remove 3 par and add 1 par. It's not a new thing which Baba is telling you. You know about it. So tomorrow at Amrit Vela, check this. Bab Dada will also tour around and he will see what you are doing. Now, according to the time and according to the call, according to the time and according to the call, now there is need. There is need. A drop of happiness and peace to the thirsty, unhappy souls. You have to give a drop of happiness and peace by giving them sakash through the mind. So by giving sakash through your mind, you have to give a drop of happiness and peace to the unhappy souls. Why Baba is saying this? Because Bab Dada sometimes suddenly looks at the children to see what they are doing. As he has love for the children and he wants to return with the children. He doesn't want to return alone. You all will go with Baba, won't you? Will all of you go back with Baba? Those in the front, will you all go back with Baba, will you? The one sitting in the front, you're not raising your hands. You don't want to return together with Baba. You are going to return together, are you not? So because of the children, Bab Dada, your dadis, and your special Pandavas, of the advanced party, are waiting for all of you children. So, you are going to return together, are you not? Because the children, Bab Dada, your dadis and your special pandas of the advance party are waiting for all of you children. They have made a firm promise in their hearts that we will all return home together. They have made a firm promise in their hearts that we will all return home together. Not just a few of us, but all of us will return home together. So tomorrow at Amrit Vela, check yourself. To what extent? Check yourself to see what is lacking in you. Is something missing in your thoughts, words, or when you come into actions? Something is missing in your thoughts, words, or when you come into actions? Bab Dada once toured around all the centers once. Bab Dada toured around all the centers once. You know what Bab Dada saw? What was missing? What was missing when he toured around all the centers? So, what was missing? What he saw was, that putting a full stop in 1 second and bringing about transformation, this was missing. Putting a full stop in 1 second and bringing about transformation, this was missing. So, until you go to apply a full stop, what happens? You know, so many things happen till you apply a full stop. Bab Dada has already told you that in the last period, in the last moment, you will definitely have to put a full stop. However, what did he see? You have to apply a full stop. But instead, what happens? A comma is applied instead of a full stop. You remember the things of others. Thinking, why does this happen? Or why does that happen? What happens? And you also apply an exclamation mark in this. An exclamation mark. So you are not able to put a full stop, but instead there is a punctuation of a comma or an exclamation mark or a queue of questions. So there is no full stop, but instead there is a comma. There is exclamation mark, a surprise, and a queue of questions. This you have to check. If you don't have the habit of applying a full stop, then your final moments that lead you to your destination will not be elevated. Your final moments that will lead to your destination will not be elevated. They will not be high. This is why Bhaktada is giving you homework that specially tomorrow at Amrit Vela, especially tomorrow at Amrit Vela, check yourself. And then you'll have to change yourself. For 1 week, repeatedly, practice applying a full stop in a second. So, practice applying a full stop in a second repeatedly for 1 week. This is the Murli of 30th November 2008. So Baba is going to be saying, so Bhaktada now wants you to make intense efforts, fast efforts. Being slack in your efforts will not bring you success. Bhaktada has a lot of love for you children. He doesn't want to go alone. So, what would he do? Now, make fast, intense effort. Being slack in your effort will not bring you success. Purity is said to be personality, reality, and royalty. Purity is said to be personality, reality, and royalty. So remember your royalty. Even in your eternal form, you souls, are special souls in your land, the soul world with the Father, just as special stars are sparkling in the sky. Just as special stars sparkle in the sky, in the same way, you special stars also sparkle in your eternal form, in your eternal home. So remember your royalty of the beginning period. Then, when you go to the golden age, remember the royalty of the deity form. So royalty in the soul world, and then royalty in the golden age. So how is the royalty in the golden age? Everyone has a crown of light of their royalty on their head, a crown of light of their royalty on their head. Eternally and in the beginning period, there's so much royalty, So eternally in the soul world, and then in the golden age, in the beginning period, there is so much royalty. Then you come to the copper age. Even then, in copper age, no one else has as much royalty as there is in your images. So in the copper age too, no one else has as much royalty as there is in your images. Images are created of leaders, actors, and the saints, but the worship, so images and pictures are created of leaders, actors, and the saints, sages, but the worshipping and the speciality of your images are so royal, the speciality. But the worshipping and the speciality of your images are so royal. Everyone becomes happy on seeing your images. They take so many blessings through your images too. They take so many blessings through your images too. So all of this is the royalty of purity. All of this is the royalty of your purity. Purity is the birthplace is the birthright of Brahmin life. Purity is the birthright of Brahmin life. Lack of purity should now end. Lack of purity should now end. Do not think it will happen. Do not think like that. I will have this interest at that time. I will have this interest at that time, and so it will happen then. They tell Baba such nice things. They say to Baba, Baba, don't worry, it will happen. Baba, they tell Baba, Baba, don't worry, it will happen. However, Bab Dada says, purity is not just celibacy. Even waste thoughts are impurity. Waste thoughts are impurity. Waste words, a form of wasteful words, which is also called bossiness, a trace of anger, are impurity. So purity is not just celibacy, even waste thoughts are impurity. Waste words, a form of wasteful words, which is also called bossiness, a trace of anger, are also impurity. Create such sanskars of purity that others on seeing you, even from a distance, are able to receive vibrations of purity. So even from a distance, they should be able to feel receive the vibrations of purity. The result of the purity that you have is that of the soul being pure and the body also being pure. You attain double purity. Whenever any child comes here for the first time, What is the blessing he receives from the Father? Do you remember? May you be pure, may you be a yogi. This is the blessing anyone receives, any new one receives when he comes for the first time. So imbibe both things, purity and a full stop. May you be pure, may you be a yogi. So imbibe both things, purity and a full stop. Do you like it? What Baba is saying, do you like it? At Amrit Vela, Bap Dada will go on a tour. He will also tour around all the centers. Bap Dada can tour around everywhere in 1 second. Bap Dada can tour around everywhere in 1 second. All children, they complain to Baba. They say, Baba, why did you become avyat? Because when will you become, if Baba would be still in Sakar? How much time would you take? So today, Bap Dada is drawing a little bit of special attention from you. He's not just drawing your attention, but he's also giving you so much love. So today Bap Dada is especially drawing your attention a little bit. Baba is also giving you love, not just drawing your attention. Baba also has love because he doesn't want even a single child of his to be left out. You have to check the Srimad for every action. Check the Srimad that you have received for every action from Amrit Vela till night time. Whatever Srimad you have received for right from Amrit Vela onwards. So, you all want to return home with Baba, don't you? Raise your hand if you say you want to return home with Baba. Yes, you all want to return home with Baba. Yes, teachers, those, you all want to return home with Baba. Those who are sitting at the back, sitting on chairs, those sitting at the back, raise your hands. Those who say that they want to return home with Baba. But then for that, if you all want to return home with Baba together, then you have to, you can only return hand in hand when you become equal. You have to do that. You have to become that. Have this determined thought that I have to become it. I have to become that. Baba, today the tone of indoor zone to serve. Mostly everyone is of indoor zone. It is good. It is good. Do you like this chance that you are given? You like it, don't you? This chance of coming and serving here. It is special. Is it okay? It is a large number. You are so many. So firstly, become free from obstacles. And secondly, hoist the flag of peace in service. Hoist the flag of peace in service. Everyone should be able to see this flag. That, yes, the flag of peace is flying in the place of peacelessness. Is that okay? Achcha. Now Baba is going to meet the double foreigners. So in 2008, there were many double foreigners who came at that time. So this is the Murli of 30 November 2008. So Baba speaks to double foreigners. Now you are not double foreigners, but you are double intense effort makers. Is that right? Double intense effort makers. Is that right? Are you double effort makers? It is good. It is good that the double effort makers are making good effort and are moving forward. But Baba will still look at your chart. Bab Dada will look at your chart. He will look at the chart of complete purity. He will look at the chart of complete purity. It is good. Everyone's aim is very good. But, in between, Maya of carelessness interferes a lot. Everyone's aim is very good, but Maya of carelessness interferes a lot in between. Now bid her farewell. Bid farewell to carelessness. And invoke a full stop. Bid farewell to carelessness and invoke a full stop. Is that okay? You will do that, won't you? Do not show carelessness. Do not show carelessness. Bab Dada has already seen many games of carelessness. Now, show the game of a full stop in a second. Show this game. You have shown many games of carelessness. Now show the game of applying a full stop in a second. In terms of grammar, the easiest of all is a full stop punctuation, if you think. The easiest punctuation is a full stop. Just put your pencil there and the full stop is applied. Just put the pencil there. Put the point of the pencil on the paper and the full stop is applied. Achcha. The double foreigners always claim their turn. And that is very good. Continue to claim your turn. The double foreigners always claim their turn, and that is very good. So continue to claim your turn. Achcha. Achcha. Now Baba is giving Yad Pyar. Special blessings from the heart of Bab Dada. Special blessings from the heart of Bab Dada to the greatly pure souls from everywhere. Love from the heart. And also congratulations for being merged in the heart. special blessings from the heart of Bap Dada to the greatly pure souls from everywhere. Love from the heart, and also congratulations for being merged in the heart. Bap Dada knows that whenever he is to come, all the children from everywhere send love and remembrance through emails, letters, and many other facilities. So, all the children from everywhere send love and remembrances through emails, letters, and many other facilities. But before anyone gives Bap Dada those messages, everyone's love and remembrance reaches Bap Dada. So even before anyone gives Bap Dada those messages, everyone's love and remembrance reaches Bap Dada, because the connection of the long lost and now found children who remember Baba reaches very fast. The connection of the long lost and now found children who remember Baba reaches Baba very fast. You meet Baba here after three to four days, but the love and remembrance of the truly worthy souls reaches Bap Dada at that very moment. So those who remembered Baba in their heart, those who didn't find the facilities, even their love and remembrance reached Baba. And Bap Dada is responding to each child with multi-million-fold love and remembrance. Now, let there be concern for just two things everywhere. Now, let there be concern for just two things everywhere. One is to apply a full stop, and the other is complete purity, which has to be spread in the whole Brahmin family. Give cooperation to those who are weak and make them pure. This is a great charity. Do not leave them alone by saying, oh, he's like that anyway, he's not going to change. Don't curse them in this way, but perform an act of charity. They will change themselves, and they are going to change. So, increase their hopes. Increase their hopes. Do not make those who have fallen to fall even further down. Give them support, give them power. To all the fortunate children everywhere who are happy and who distribute happiness, so lots and lots of love, remembrance, and namaste.
Everyone of you, please pay attention. Tomorrow morning after the Murli class and before breakfast, whoever have not received the saugat will gather at conference hall and you all will be given the godly gift. And Baba has given us all the homework. Just in 1 second become full stop, and we are not supposed to put any comma, and in 1 second we have to transform, and in 1 second Baba has given the work. So amongst us we have Madhurvani group, and they are going to present a beautiful song, and the words are meeting you. Certainly we are having lot of joy. So they are presenting their feelings in the form of song. We are so fortunate. We are so fortunate we are celebrating with you. Even in this object form, we get the vibrations of corporeal.
Thank you.
We always celebrate meeting with Baba, and our dadis also fulfill our approach always. And in this gathering we have Dadi Ratan Moini ji, and we'll take her blessings now. When we see dadis, we remember Bab Dada. Baba fulfilled through blessings and Baba has given us blessing today to be flying and make others fly. And now we'll listen from Dadi Ratan Moini ji. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. According to the time. We have to finish everything on time. So you all have got. You all have understood from the Murli in detail, and if you read in detail about what Baba has spoken, and if you pay attention, you will get good response, which means what Baba has said. And what terms did we understand? And Baba, with which secret he spoke all these things with us, if you pay attention on those words, so it will come to your intellect. Baba has explained with so much of high expectation. As you have heard Baba's Murli now, now read it again with attention. Then you feel the difference. And so, it's already time now, so I don't say much. As much we pay attention, that much we understand. And we will be able to relate the knowledge to others. Om Shanti. So, respected Dadiji has brought our attention to read the Murli again. And we get more points. So now we listen to Nirbhar Bhaiji. Om Shanti. When we listen to Avikt Bhavta Das Murli, we become refreshed. Bhavdada, as he speaks and he broadens our attention, he brings our attention. As Baba says, we get the intoxication that right away I have to do that. It's not tomorrow, it's not after an hour, but right away I have to do it. And this murli is not just for the indoor zone, but is for the whole Bharatvasis and double foreigners, because Bab Dada is Bab Dada of everybody. We all are instruments. I'm so happy that Kamla Ben has also reached. And all the senior sisters and brothers have come to meet. So when we listen to such a beautiful murli, it feels that we shall completely imbibe in the heart. And the result of it, we see that there is smile and happiness on the face. And I always think, how do we make this always to become Smriti Swarup, that we always be able to see ourselves happy. And so now I say, all the brothers and sisters from Indore and Chhattisgarh, I congratulate for able to come to Madhuban and meet Bab Dada. And the other brothers and sisters who came from other centers, also congratulations.
So, बहनों को कुमारियों को बहुत-बहुत मुबारक हो.
And all the Kumaris who came from Indore Hostel also, congratulations.
Baba ke saath, Baba ki murli sunte hi, chehre mein ronak aa jati hai, khushi aa jati hai, aur Baba ke vishesh ratno ko Nivya bhai ne bahut bahut yaad diya, mubarak diya.
प्रकाश आपने
हम तो थे